Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now back to 95.7 The Game's Blue and Gold Summit, live from Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill.
Hey, let's freaking go! Let's freaking go! Hey! Hey! This is how we do the Blue and Gold Summit, okay? We're out in Pleasant Hill. What's up, East Bay?
Yes, sir!
Love it, love it. We're out at Jack's Restaurant and Bar, which is disappointing no one. Look at you all. Y'all look fed and happy.
Oh, yeah.
Look at you all. All right, great stuff. We got a lot still to do with our second hour here on the Summit. A quick reminder that for you 49er fans, the kickoff show this Sunday with our Hall of Fame nominee, Lo Neal,
right,
and Evan Giddings will be starting at 11 a.m. live from Laughing Monk in Sunnyvale. Early games on. They got their own great food and drinks. Games in the parking lot. And if you're going to the game, you can do the free shuttle to and fro the game. Yes, indeed, it's free. And you can sign up now at 957thegame.com. It's first come, first serve. The spots go quick. So get over there now, 957thegame.com. All right. Dibs and I get to talk to Steve Kerr every single week.
Yeah. So jealous.
We thought that you might be jealous. Yeah.
We get to talk to Sam Lubman every single day.
Really Sammy, good. I really met his mom today.
Catching strays. So, yes.
So Dibs and I, it was actually asked of us, do you want to share Steve Kerr this week? And the answer unequivocally was, hell no. But we did say, thank you, Steve. Why don't we have the rest of the guys submit one question each for Steve, and then we'll get his answer to those questions, and then maybe at the end, we'll find out which question he thought was the best. So, to the each of the four of you up here, do you remember your question?
Absolutely.
Do you remember your question?
Oh, yes,
no,
sir.
I do.
All right.
Yeah.
So, what we're going to do is go to each of you to re-ask your question so our audience can hear it, and then we will play Steve Kerr's answer to your question.
I would want to guess Guru's question.
It's on
can
the paper.
Can I try out for the Warriors?
It's on the paper.
Close, but not
close.
Hold on, Jordan Bell. I won't order candles to anyone's room.
Oh, wow. That's
a statement, not a question, but still, yeah. All right, let's go. Let's go in order.
All right.
So, Joe Spadoni, you're first.
Oh.
What was your question for Steve Kerr?
Thank you for writing it down because I forgot at 3 in the morning. The Giants just hired Tony Vitello. Steve, what are your thoughts about the jump from college to the pros from a coaching perspective, and is it overblown?
I think great coaches can come from anywhere, and I think it's the whole thing that I would be looking for if I were hiring a coach, is just emotional intelligence. The game is the game. And if you hire someone who understands how to communicate with their players and set a vision and set a good tone, good culture, doesn't matter where he comes from, I think it can absolutely work.
Damn, he didn't say great question.
All right, so emotional intelligence.
Almost. But it might be his favorite question because he was asked.
Probably not.
But he didn't say that was a good question. I actually asked it, and maybe it's because I asked it. Although I did read it word for word, I thought it was a fair and a good question.
Okay. So there is Joe Spadoni's question, and that is Steve Kerr's answer. Next up,
your baseball.
Joe Shasky. What was your question?
My question was something to the effect of: you've been a player, you've been a GM, you've been a broadcaster, and now a coach. Forget a rule in game. If you could have one rule change on the CBA or the calendar or the length of the season, what would it be from your perspective?
The schedule. The game is faster than it's ever been. We are demanding more from the players, and we're still treating the schedule like it's 25 years ago, and we're running these guys into the ground. We need a 72 or 75 game schedule, and everybody has to recognize that it would be the best thing for the game. And sometimes you actually make decisions based on quality and not profit. But good luck with that.
Yeah, good luck with that. How do you feel about his answer?
Well, I've been saying to these guys for a long time, there's two problems with the NBA right now. I love the NBA. I watch it every day with my kid in the living room. Doesn't matter if it's the Warriors or not. The season is too long, and it starts at the worst time of the year. We're in football mode. Christmas is the start of the NBA season. And then run it through July.
You don't love it then. If you say it's too long, you don't love it. That's just my two cents.
No, there's 82 games. It's too many. The guys don't play. Like, I want to see 70, 75 games, and you'll get more stagger. You'll get more able to bring this thing into July. Think about it. The slowest time of the year for us and for everyone is July with just baseball. Mm. I want baseball and basketball playing simultaneously.
But, I mean, he finishes it off with the truth of the matter. It's like,
it'll never change.
I could like your idea, but it's a complete non-starter, isn't it?
Of course, because money.
Well, and my solution, and this is groundbreaking, but you give everyone, every team gets a bye week where you get a whole week you don't play. And maybe it starts in like February and, you know, you get a bye week. So instead of playing four games and seven nights, you play no games. And maybe you do two bye weeks throughout the year. However you do it, you at least would have those breaks built
in. If you were starting the NBA from scratch, you would not go up against the NFL as often as they do to start their year. There's a reason why all the other leagues avoid the NFL.
Right.
And I just look at it from where can I get the most eyeballs and how can I maximize my sport. The window is July and August. Own those months.
Yeah. Well, not only that, college football, and then you just saw ratings for the World Series just absolutely dominating everything.
Yep, absolutely. All right, let's switch it over to Steiny and Guru. You're all going to want to listen to this. These are some pretty interesting questions,
too. Hard-hitting, yep.
Guru, you were given the opportunity to ask Steve Kerr one thing. What?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Did you ask Steve?
Something that I've been thinking about for years, and I'll give you the long version. I've had the pleasure or the blessing to be a part of many teams in corporate and all the jobs I work. And I just love people, and I love relationships when they go well. And I just thought to myself, so you're telling me this dude played with arguably, not to me, the best basketball player ever.
Well, who is?
Michael Jeffrey Jordan.
No, who is the best player?
Michael Jordan.
Well, yeah.
And he hit you in practice, and that was probably love, but I want to know, do you still talk to Jordan?
So
you still talk to Michael Jordan?
All right.
And I want to hear a hell yes.
Okay, I want everyone to listen very closely to the start of his answer, because the question is, when's the last time that you talked to Michael Jordan?
This is actually a great question. If you had asked me 2 weeks ago, I would have said it had been 3 or 4 years. But it just so happened that when we were in Portland for a preseason game a couple weeks ago, I was literally walking to the elevator on the 11th floor of the hotel in Portland, and he walked right out of the elevator. Michael did. I hadn't seen him in 4 years. And we sat there outside the elevator at the Portland Hotel and talked for 5 minutes and hugged it up. It was incredible, and it was great to catch up again.
That's great. A pretty nice
one. Good job.
Well, let's just say 5 years. Damn, man. That's a long time.
And then 5 minutes. That's it.
Not 50.
Call up and get the hell out of here.
Right.
Yeah. All right.
They package it up for NBC, and they're
going to release it
every week.
It's the pretty good conversation.
By the way, before we get Steve's answer on which question was the best, we're going to ask you guys, too. So, one more question to go. That, of course, is Matt Steinmetz, who is at least partially done with his salad and ready to rejoin the conversation. Steiny, what was your question?
First of all, Steve Kerr shocked Jordan even gave him 5 minutes. That's the first thing. You know, Steve, you have come into this organization as a coach, and you have been the greatest coach in the history of this organization.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so many people have become attached to you. Can you ensure Warrior Nation, Dub Nation, can you ensure them you will never coach for another NBA team?
I would like to. I definitely want that to be the case, but how could we ever guarantee that? You know, this is the sports world. I mean, all you have to do is look at the transaction wire every single day. Crazy stuff happens, but I sure hope this is the only team I ever coach.
I thought Bonte buttered up that question at the beginning.
Well,
Sometimes you do that, and you realize.
What did you make of that answer, though?
Well, he's watching.
He's going to San Antonio, people.
Spurs, Wembanyama.
Oh, God.
Come on. Wemby.
All right. We did ask Steve which of the questions he liked the best. Before we play that for you, we want to know which ones you guys thought was the best.
Yeah.
So, first of all, by a show of applause, the question from Joe Shasky was you've been a player, a coach, a GM, a broadcaster, the power to change one thing about the NBA but not in-game. What would you change? How many of you thought Joe Shasky had the best question?
Yeah, good job, Joe.
Yeah.
All right.
Not John. Right.
I got your back.
Joe Spadoni said that the Giants hired Tony Vitello.
The Giants.
What are your thoughts about the jump from college to pros? Is it overblown? How many of you liked Joe Spadoni?
Let's go, Vitello, Faison. Let's go.
All right. Now let's go to Guru, who asked, when was the last time you talked to Michael Jordan, who liked Guru? And then, of course, Matt Steinmetz asked, can you ensure that the Warriors will be the only NBA team you'll ever coach? Round of applause. Who likes Steinmetz?
That was a great question.
Journalist extraordinaire.
Always. All right.
There's only one opinion left to unveil, ladies and gentlemen.
Hack 'em all.
Here is Steve Kerr's answer to which question was the best.
I'm not trying to, be a diplomat or a politician, but those are all really good questions. And you know what? They should be. This is what you guys do for a damn living, so keep it up.
Yeah, I mean, much like your kids, Steve, you never pick one over the other, but you know deep down, as do Mark and I, you got a favorite. So just for now, can you pick one?
I never tell everybody that Maddie is my favorite of my three children. I don't say that publicly. I always tell all three that that they're equal. So, I wouldn't feel comfortable, telling you that Steiny's question was the best. That wouldn't be fair.
Oh my God!
Wow.
Steiny. Hey. Fake.
Although he did say he
was
still comfortable saying that. So, in fact, he actually didn't say that.
Round of applause for Dibs for pushing for the answer. Yeah, let's go. Good question.
So we
also a good question.
And
why does that bother
you guys
me?
Do a great job every week with Steve Kerr. Thank you, Joe.
Yeah, just so you all know, that will be the last time you ever ask Steve Kerr a question.
Yeah. No, they are this
done.
Radio
you're
station.
Done.
So is that? No, they do a great job with these interviews. Yeah. Is Butler playing tomorrow?
questionable.
Questionable.
Thank you very much. Questionable concern. Yeah.
Questionable.
All right. That's fun. That's fun.
Do you know how many Zaza Pachulia butter ups I heard from you too. Well, we didn't get any answers. We've all been there.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
That's true.
No. You should have heard us earlier with the Donald Foyle.
I love the Donald.
I miss that.
All-time block leader.
Oh, that was
great. Where did he go to school? Anyone?
Colgate.
Drafted ahead of Tracy McGrady.
Why do you got that?
Number 8.
No, we love you, AD.
Would he ever win anyway?
Such a Steiny thing to do.
Please, exactly.
All right. That was a whole lot of fun. Let's transition a little bit. All of us up here thought that with all of the daily grind of being a Warrior fan, sometimes it gets forgotten to fully appreciate everything that not only is Steph Curry, but the fact that we don't have a whole lot of time left with Steph Curry. So let's get into this a little bit and I'd love to hear from each of you, how would you describe what Steph Curry both means to you and has meant to Bay Area sports in general over his career? Guru, how would you answer that? What has he meant to
you? I might
you?
Need some tissue, man.
Let's do it. That's
no,
why
but
I started
seriously,
with
man,
you.
Listen, he's an institution. He's the class personified. And before I go back to the basketball, we all have met in no phonies. He's so far from a phony. He's a family guy. He gives his time to the community, and the fact that he takes care of his temple, which is his body, to the degree that he could be doing and running as far and fast as much as he does on a nightly basis for 17 years, it is truly incredible. And then when we talk about if we talk about the guys that are taller, that could jump out the building, there's an X date on that, and nothing's wrong with that. But Steph has revolutionized the game. Go watch AAU, these kids in CYO. It's incredible. And the dude is as humble as Kendrick Lamar's song before he even thought about writing it. So to me, Steph Curry is class personified. And my last Steph Curry part of this is we were doing a show, Steinie and I, at Chase. I'm outside on a Wednesday walking, and here comes Steph, just him and I, like the old Wild Wild West. He got off his phone, looked at me, and said, y'all doing the show in here? I said, yeah, Steph. He put the phone call on hold. I said, for my daughter, we got to take a picture. My man took a picture with me. So I love Steph. The Steph is incredible, and he's still going. Yeah. Steph is the man.
yeah. Matt Steinmetz, you once stated that you owe your entire career to Steph Curry.
Best thing that ever happened.
Wow. He called you on your birthday. He gives you gear. How would you answer this? What has he meant to the Bay Area sports lexicon?
Well, I'll just tell you this. When they put the three-point line in the NBA in 1980, 45 years ago, and then they brought it into college 35 years ago, and they put it that far out into the court, nobody could ever imagine at that point that there would be a player who could shoot the ball that well from that far out and it would be one extra point. It was incomprehensible that there would be a player who, in a game, could make 6 out of 9 of those shots from that far away to be that impactful. Mm. And that's why he revolutionized the game to me. And just what a class act, obviously.
Just like you, Steinie.
Not quite.
What class.
Yeah, no, he's on another level.
He's actually good at golf.
Cold-blooded.
Is there anything he's good at?
You said that it's been the best thing in your career, though. Like,
what has he meant
directly to you?
I got to watch a guy. I've gotten to watch a guy for 15, 17 years that made me say, geez, certain guys come along and they play it differently. And he plays it differently, like Jordan did, like Bird did, like Magic did, like LeBron did, all in their own way. And so he's made basketball enjoyable for me for the last 15 years. Just wondering what you're going to see night to night.
Steinie, take us back.
Here's what he does, Mark. He leaves you shaking your head 6 times a game. Even 16 years in, I'm like, this guy, I can't believe it.
Not just you, the head coach, too.
Hey, Steinie, take me back to the day you first met him. What were you doing? You've been on air for how many years on radio? But at the time, you were a beat reporter?
Yeah, when he started. Yeah.
So how many years in are you on the beat when you first meet him?
12 years.
12 years of
12,
covering
14.
The Warriors.
Yeah.
And what were the Warriors before Steph Curry?
They were
a great timeout.
Yeah, they were nothing. They were nothing. And the thing is, when he walked through the door, nobody was like, here he comes.
At all.
It's all going to be different.
What happened day one? This is great. Tell the story.
Steven Jackson demanded a trade, and Monte Ellis said, I can't play with him. We're too small.
Day one.
Huh? Freezing day one. Take.
Day how one. How does that, by the way, who did they say that to?
The media.
I mean, they just publicly and immediately stated this like to a microphone.
Well, they would come down to a table, a round table, and there'd be media around. And, Monte Ellis sat down and, hey, what do you think of Steph Curry? It's a good pick. I don't get to see the chances. You think you guys can be successful? I don't think so. How come? We're too small.
What on earth?
Well,
at the time, nobody knew that he shouldn't have said it, but at the time.
I'll say this on behalf of everybody sitting at this table and everyone here at Jack's Restaurant. Without Steph Curry, we're not here.
No.
And we're not here in we're not allowed to come here and eat. This station is not a station. Spadoni's not Spadoni. Butcher doesn't launch the morning show
in
a new stratosphere. Willard's still doing Giants from his house. This does not exist.
I'm into you.
Without Steph Curry. The Warriors were on another station.
That's a good point.
That station schmitted the bed.
That's a good point.
We were able to scoop and score, and they became a dynasty.
That's incredible, man.
Because of him.
Wow.
I was able to have a second family.
He built the Chase Center, too.
I got a four-bedroom house.
And Willard, he built the Chase Center, too.
Yep. I mean, yep. If you want to
privately fund,
if you want to put the rat on the table, brought to you by ATCO Pest Control.
Dilly.
95.7 The Game is the wolf again.
Wow.
It's country music again.
Well,
it's Morgan Wallen, not Joe Spadoni.
Oh.
Let me add this
end
in too.
Of story.
I think that's a great, great answer, and obviously all of us are personally tied to that answer. I also think Steph Curry, and you know, earlier we're getting into the whole Bill Walsh versus Steve Kerr thing. I think there's a completely different conversation if you were to say, for instance, Steph Curry and Joe Montana. I think Steph Curry has redefined and reset the bar for what it means to be a sports icon. And I mean that even nationally, because A, he's never won another jersey. Yes, there are others who've done that. But B, seemingly, I've never encountered another athlete that seems to never even trip on a curb off of the court or the field. There has never been one day or one person who I've met who's had the slightest bad experience with Stephen Curry. Up here with an opportunity to maybe have some experiences and know some things that other people don't. And I'm telling you honestly, I don't know one person who's ever had one negative experience with Steph Curry. And to me, that makes him one of one. I think your answer to this, both of you guys, would be really, really cool. So hold them.
Thank you for saying that.
Hold them. Hold them.
Oh, we didn't. Okay.
Coming
up next.
But you ain't
going to match dibs.
Coming up next is sponsored by Moderna. This is the Summit Impression.
Hey, I'll finish your mind.
Jack's Restaurant and Bar is doing the damn thing. And so are all of you. We are not done yet. We'll get into a little bit more about Steph and then answer the obvious question, is this team headed for championship contention or not? We'll get into that coming up next on the Summit on 95.7 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry.
With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers. Transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles. Rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.